Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Afternoon. It's 4:01 p.m. right here in New York City, and you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show right here on Rainbow Soul. And I'm joined with Spice.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? Hope you had a wonderful day.
All right. And, you know, like this weather in New York City is crazy. It's like one day the sun is shining and it's hot, and the next day it's freezing, and you don't know what to wear.
Yeah, it's going to just hurt some people, for real. You can't take off. Like, I wanted to take off a few things, and I said, no, I can't do this. So I'm still double dressing.
I know, right? That's crazy. All right, so, you know, it's been a crazy week. I see, like, there's breaking news right now that George Zimmerman is going to be charged.
Yeah.
So what's your views on that? Do you think it's by time?
I think it's long time overdue. A lot of things that they didn't do in reference to the investigation. I mean, they swept some things under the rug. So you just don't know who to believe, what to believe. It's amazing that we have to go through these kinds of things. Somebody had a gun and they shot somebody innocently. For what?
And I mean, like, for so long, people have been, you know, following this incident on and demanding that this guy gets arrested. But now even his attorneys have quit on him.
Yeah. That's a touch-and-go case. That's like, oh, my goodness, do I really want to get into this? You know, because attorneys are going to care about their reputation is at stake.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, wow. So that's the breaking news right now, right here in New York City. George Zimmerman is to be charged. So that's, I'm sure, a very great day with Trayvon Martin's parents.
Yeah, I'm right. Sure it is. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's a shame that we had to beg for this process to go on like it is.
Well, it's good that, I mean, pressure was applied. Pressure was applied, and there was unity among the people, which is very important.
Ooh,
that people see that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It was very important that people see.
Yeah.
That we were standing together on this one.
Well, it's another thing that we're going to have to stand together on, too. Mr. Jackson was on TV. Jesse Jackson was on TV today. He was on Wendy's, saying about the positive aspects of what Obama has done rather than the things that he has not done, which, you know, when you're in office, you can't just make a decision and bam, it goes. It has to go through other people, not just him. I'm sure if he could just make the decisions and you just do what I say and things would get done, but it's not like that. So he was telling various things that, you know, like he said about the war, the guys will be coming home soon. That's in effect right now. You know, it's a lot of things that he said that he was going to do that he has been trying his best to do and has accomplished a few things. Still got a lot to go, but still, he's just wanted to put that out there for the people to get out, get involved, and vote him in.
Yeah.
For another term. Well,
we'll see how that goes. We'll have to all stay tuned. Like you say, stay tuned, folks, right?
Yeah. Unitize.
Yeah. All right, Joel. So I just thought we'd talk about the breaking news, which is right now that George Zimmerman is to be charged. And for those of you who are listening for the very first time, we want to say welcome. This is the Sugar and Spice Show, and you can catch us right here on Blog Talk Radio, Rainbow Soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m., and on our show, we bring you lots of celebrity gossip. We also do your naughty stars as well as a hot topic for the day. So stay tuned and let's talk about what is happening in Celebrityville. I know Jackie is a big Dancing with the Stars fan.
Oh, my stars. They voted my girl off. Oh. I'm going into convulsions right now because she is really good. I don't understand how it is that Gladys is there and she's not. Because, I mean, you know, Gladys is getting it on. Don't get it twisted. She's doing her thing.
I was just going to ask you that. Like, so,
yeah,
so are you going to say that?
But she's not, to me, Sherry is more flexible and, you know, she got that zim that she needs to go as far as possible. I did not expect for her to be voted off this quickly.
Yeah. Well, listen to what they are saying here. Apparently, she, Sherry Shepherd, is very, very, very distraught over the whole thing. Apparently, she skipped the press line after the elimination. Last night, they say, listen to what they say here. Apparently, Dancing with the Stars, Sherry Shepherd wasn't the only one who got booted after this week's Dancing with the Stars. So did the press. Sherry just bypassed the entire line. Very strange for the recently eliminated. They always have to do the interviews. So they say that she was crying pretty hard after the show, and everyone was hugging her. They say here it's highly unusual for the eliminated celeb to skip the press, especially
right.
with someone like Sherry's good attitude.
Yeah, she took it kind of hard. I mean, you know, well, in order for somebody to win, somebody has to lose. You cannot be a sore loser. You have to be able to bite that bullet, however it comes. You know, you can't just bypass everything. And you knew that going into, because I'm sure they're under contract. You got to do this and you got to do that. You got to say this. I'm sure they're under contract. So she was just so upset. She was really, you know, like, what? Me?
Really?
One of those type of things. Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't watch it, so I don't know. They say here that apparently she did the Jimmy Kimmel show live, which is after the elimination, and she ended up telling Jimmy Kimmel it was a very big surprise. Carrie Ann, listen to this, Carrie Ann said she'd never seen me so expressionless.
Less.
And as an actress, that was like a big insult to her. She said, that's like telling Gladys Knight she can't sing. And she said that Carrie Ann is going to get me blacklisted.
Wow.
So there were some real digs right there.
I tell you. Ooh.
Wow, but like they making it seem as like the dancing was really bad.
No, it's not bad. It's the
rules
and regulations.
Well, like the comparison that she's making to Gladys Knight.
It's an older person, inexperienced with dancing, and it's a younger person that likes to dance and knows how to dance.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the voters that was voting on TV. It was the voters outside of TV, the ones that called in that voted her out. But unbeknownst to me, why, pray tell, why? Is other dancers on there, I don't know the names, but there's other dancers on there that could have been voted out other than Sherry.
Really?
That couldn't, you know, they have potential, like everybody on there has potential, But I'm still thinking that Sherry should have still been there. She should not have been the one to be this soon. Maybe later, but not this soon.
Wow.
I think she was more embarrassed.
I think so, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you know what? This happens. She's going back to The View. She'll be okay. They also go on to say that Arnold Schwarzenegger, apparently, he's coming to grips with the fact that, hey, his wife is going to be divorcing him. They say that they've kept everything, you know, like so clean. No drama, and apparently they're coming to a financial settlement pretty soon.
Well, did he think that it was going to be anything else?
Well, you know, apparently the wife has
The
wife has very strong feelings with, you know, on divorce because, you know, she's such a staunch Catholic and she was having reservations on actually going through with the divorce and they were being seen together. So I don't know. I guess maybe he thought that there was a chance for him.
Well, you know, zebras don't change their stripes.
Ooh, that's scary.
It is scary, but it's
so
true.
That was a cold one.
Well, it's true.
Oh,
if he did it once, he'll do it again.
Well, apparently he's done it a couple of times.
Oh, well, see? See, there's the zebra.
I guess you're right about the zebra. the zebra, whatever. We're speaking the same thing.
Yes.
So Lamar Odom is quit with the Dallas Mavericks. You know, apparently this guy just couldn't get his game together. The Kardashian, the one who's married to the Kardashian, the basketball player.
Yeah, he's cool. I feel some kind of way about him.
What do you mean? Let's hear what you have to say.
I feel some kind of way because, I mean, right now he's being very bratty because he want to be where he want to be and he want to be where his comfort zone is. But again, with a contract, these contracts, I mean, you sign on the dotted line and you know all of the rules. You know what they can do. You know what they can't do. So you have to accept whatever goes on. If I was him, I would go ahead on and bite the bullet and play my best with whoever I'm with so that I can continue to make me some money. How about that?
Yep, there you go. There you go. Well, I guess his mind and, you know, his head wasn't in it. So apparently he's done with them.
Yeah. Well,
I guess that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
And also, oh my goodness, let me give you this. So apparently the Housewives of Atlanta had just finished their last episode this week, Sunday, and next week is the reunion. So let me just tell you how much these ladies get paid to act a fool.
Oh, my God.
NeNe Leakes gets $750,000 per season.
Plus, I want her job.
Plus $250,000 bonus for doing the reunion show. So that means NeNe gets $1 million a year to do Real Housewives. God, and to act
I'm about
stupid.
To get sick.
I know. Kim, the only white lady on the show, she gets $600,000 per season, plus $150,000 bonus for doing the reunion show. Sheree gets $550,000 plus $150,000 for doing the reunion. Candy gets $450,000 plus
$100,000. Why you keep going down? Why are these numbers going down? Like, how can they pick out which one is the best one? They all act in basically the same way, but I see that those numbers are going down, 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 down.
Oh, God, really? Well, listen, that's what it is. I'm reading you the numbers here. Fedra and Cynthia get $300 per season.
See?
Plus $75,000 to do the bonus. Marlo, she gets paid $75,000, and she must be available for filming on request. Peter is Cynthia's husband. He gets $750,000 and must be available upon request. And Croy and Apollo get $50,000, excuse me, and they must be available upon request. What do you think of those numbers?
It's a living, and they're getting paid big money to do what? I can't understand what are they doing to get
to
this kind of money.
To act stupid and keep us watching.
Yeah, they're doing a good job then, okay? I guess they should get paid. Maybe not much, but okay.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. It's crazy. So anyway, they say that Sheree has actually been kicked off the show because Sheree and Nene cannot get along.
Oh, my God.
So Nene had applied pressure to Bravo and said it's either she go or I go.
Well, what makes her so popular that she gets the most money out of everybody? I can't understand.
I don't know, but I don't even know what makes her so popular that she gets to call the shots on the whole show. I mean, like, let her go. Sometimes people just, their egos take over.
Yes, they
and
do.
And it gets
money
bigger
changes
than the,
people.
I'm telling you.
Mm.
I am telling you.
Mm.
So that was crazy. That was like some crazy numbers that she gets paid $1 million to do Housewives of Atlanta.
I would think it would be equal. I would think everybody would give almost the same thing. They're on the same show. They're doing the same things. I don't understand how they...
Well, I guess some people have made this further than others.
Okay, whatever.
And they also say, like, since now Sheree has been booted from the show, Neo is going to have his baby mama on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that
how does Nene feel taking bread out of somebody's mouth? How do you think
that's what I was actually thinking. I mean, out of everyone, I would think that Sheree would need the money more than Nene. I mean, like, for real, like, that's what she's doing. She's taking the bread from those kids.
Yes,
and apparently, like, Sheree's supposed to be in this crazy custody battle where she can't even get her ex-husband, who is a football player, to pay her child support.
Wow.
He hasn't contributed a cent. Like, and I mean, like, a show like this is, you know, it's helping her out. It's, whether she's buying Aston Martin or whatever she's doing with her money, I mean, like, it's still money for their kids.
Right. Well, you know, when one door closes, the other one will open. So hopefully,
yeah, that's true.
By God's grace, she'll bounce back and get something else to do because now she has popularity on her side.
Yeah. And also in Celebrity Gossip here, Seal and Heidi Klum, so, you know, they're supposed to be getting divorced, right?
Right.
So Heidi Klum has actually filed for divorce. They were separated. Now she's filed for divorce. And apparently Seal had filed for divorce as well.
Oh.
And it looks like the whole time this divorce was, you know, quiet. They still loved each other and they were speaking so well of each other. You know, keeping the kids the main focus over here. And it looks like it just turned left because apparently Seal wants the kids and he wants Heidi's money. Now she's worth like $70 million. He's worth $15
million. Oh, so if he gets the kids, then that means she'll have to
pay him child support.
Wow. Why don't he just man up and leave that alone and go make his money? He has a good, how the streets would say, he has a good hustle. He sings, and he can make money singing. So why don't he just do that and leave this woman with her kids? He's on the road. I mean, I don't know what she does. What it is that she does?
She's a model.
She's a model.
She's a model.
Both of them are in popular demand. Oh, she's retired. So.
Oh, but she got like mad money.
Yeah, she don't need to work.
She got like shows and excuses and.
Yeah, she could be home and raise the kids. He has to get out and earn his money so that he can catch up with her $70 million or whatever.
There you go, right?
That's what he should do. I mean, as long as she's not being abusive to their children, he's just being jealous and evil right now. He just needs to be let that woman raise those kids and go visit and do what he needs to do as a father and a man, and it should be all right.
And
it's
in other news here,
money is the root. Money.
Yep, you're right. In other news here, they say Whitney Houston's family is terrified that Bobby Christina is spiraling out of control. Apparently, during the week, there was a picture of her smoking a huge bong.
A huge what?
A bong.
What is a giant bong?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, you know, when you smoke through that big pipe kind of thing. So apparently she was seen smoking marijuana out of a giant bong. And her family is like really, really afraid. They're doing like interventions apparently over the Easter period. They were supposed to have all went away to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And this girl canceled on the last minute with her family.
Wow.
Yeah. They say that she's pulled away from everybody.
Well, she needs, you know, what she needs, other kind of intervention, maybe not family.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a good idea for family to intercede. Tyler Perry should be, you know, seem like he can step in there and give her a little what if, you know. Oprah, you know, these people that she knows, you know, and she will possibly listen to other than family, because when family come around, it seems like family is a little soft, you know. When if somebody else put it to you raw, then sometimes you get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. All right, Joe, let's take a quick music break. We'll be right back. The time right now is 4:21, and you're listening to The Sugar and Spice Show right here on Blog Talk Radio with Rainbow Soul.
I'm
Rachel. We're back right here, and the time right now is 4:26. It is a Wednesday afternoon right here on Blog Talk Radio, Rainbow Soul, and we hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful, blessed morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time of the day it is for you. And we just concluded our celebrity gossip for this week, and we're going to continue right now, and we're going to tell you a little bit about the stars. What are these stars saying about you, your personality? Miss Sugar and Miss Spice.
Yes.
Could you tell me who would you like besides Scorpio? What is another star sign that you are interested in?
Taurus.
Who would you like
bully.
To know?
Taurus the bully.
All right, let's see. So Taurus, their perfect partner, is a Virgo or Capricorn. Their nearly perfect partner is a Cancer or a Pisces. Like-minded souls is another Taurus. The opposites they're attracted to is a Libra or Sagittarius. Learn from your differences is an Aries or a Gemini. And not your destiny is a Leo or Aquarius. Astrological hell? Oh, man. That's you, Scorpio. You are astrological hell for the Taurus.
And you, too. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Sisters in the name of love.
Yeah, let's see what else they say about the Taurus right here. Just a little brief description. They tell us, where is this? Okay. Taurus is known as the lame lover. They apparently very pretty, very romantic, nice to everyone they meet. Their love is one of a kind. They silly, fun and sweet. They have their own unique sexiness. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They also go on to say they're the most caring people you'll ever meet. They go on and say they're not the kind of person that you would want to mess with. You might end up crying. Ooh, is that true about your Taurus?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, indeed, because she's the sweetest. Or she's just as mean as she is sweet.
Oh, wow. I'm scared.
Be scared. Be real scared.
Oh, ooh, all right. Let's go on. Since this is the month of Aries, we're going to tell you what they're saying here about Aries. If you're celebrating your birthday between the months of March 21st to April 19th, you are an Aries, and this is what they say about you. As fire can be a fleeting thing, so can the friendship be of a ram. If you want to call up an Aries for a night on the town, you have an exciting companion for the evening. But don't try to make plans for next week. This sign needs variety in their life. They also go on to say, if one group of friends can't keep up with their constantly changing interests, they'll move on to new friends. Not that they ever lack for companionship. The ram is well-liked for their edge, so making new friends is never a big problem. Friends are nice, but not exactly necessary for independent Aries, who does not need a big group to have fun. When they're in one, though, their competitive nature is liable to get the better of them. Don't try to borrow even one cup of sugar from this one. Ruled by the first house of selfishness can sometimes take the upper hand when it's a choice between people and possessions. Mm. Oh, I'm scared. Mm. On the other hand, the ram can be very warm towards their friends as long as Aries feels that they are the number one friend in your life. You can count on having a fun, exciting, brief whirlwind of fun with the Aries. Ooh. That sounds like a fun friend to have around every now and then.
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to feel with the selfishness and, you know, stuff like that. I'll be like running for the hills.
No, they don't really show the selfishness. You have to really, really look at them really hard and know them very well before they can really show selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Because all in all, they are fun, fun-loving. They are funny. You know, it's all of that. That's the positive. I like that part. I don't like the selfish part.
Yeah.
I just don't like the no.
You funny. You are funny.
But I don't like to know that anyone is being selfish, though.
Well, this sometimes happens. You know,
yeah,
sometimes people are selfish. Let's go on to read you what they say here about, you know, since we are both Scorpios, listen to what they say about us Scorpios.
Oh, my
God. Scorpio is known as the sex addict.
Not true.
Can be mean.
Can. Mm-hmm.
Extremely sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Predict future. Most erotic. They also go on to say that they're great kissers,
mm-hmm.
always get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive, easygoing, mm-hmm. loves being in long relationships, talkative,
mm-hmm.
romantic,
mm-hmm.
and caring. Now, let me try to see how many of these things apply to you. I'm just trying to figure this out. Making me even look at you differently.
Well, how many applies to me? How many you think applies to me?
Can be mean. Extremely mean. Mm-mm.
I know you didn't say that on this radio.
Listen,
station.
I had to say that first before you
Rainbow
had
Soul,
to say it about
she's
me.
Lying. Rainbow Soul, she's lying. But go ahead.
No, I had to say that. I had to say that first before you said it on me, so I had to turn it up. So before you say that I'm the mean one, it's you. She's the mean one. Yeah.
What else? What else?
That's about it. Mean.
That's it. Dang.
Yeah, you just mean.
I know. Okay. Whatever.
Talkative, romantic. Well, I wouldn't know all those.
You know I'm
things,
talkative. I am talkative. Sometimes I talk too much.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I wouldn't know the rest of these things what they say, because they definitely don't apply to our friendship.
No.
So I wouldn't know. So I cannot answer that. Definitely cannot.
You have to ask the walls. They'll tell you if you listen.
Oh, listen to you, sicky. Go.
Daytime radio, sorry.
All right, let's continue, guys. Oh, well, you know, that's a little bit of the stars. And every month, as the stars, the months change, so does our stars change as well. And we'll be moving on from April 19th. We're going to be moving on to the next star sign, which will be coming up. And we hope that whatever it is, it's going to be as interesting as Aries has kept us. I've learned a lot about some Aries people. You know,
yeah.
It's kept me very guessing and wanting to hear more about them.
I don't know. Aries women and men, they're totally different from one another.
Oh, really?
No, I'm asking. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were saying. Well,
I'm
the people that...
No. Yeah, because I'm only experienced with Aries female, and that's because she's my daughter. So I'm wondering about Aries male. How are they?
Well, I also know Aries woman. I know
mm-hmm.
Aries woman as well. So I don't really know. Maybe we have to ask some guys to give us their opinion and let us know. You know, and next month we're going to be celebrating the Taurus. From April 20th to May 20th is... the Taurus, and we're going to be hearing what they say about you, Taurus. Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared. Uh-oh. You know, I'm just going to give you a little tease about what they say here. They say, Taurus, when they say they're your best friend forever, the bull means it.
Right.
So, ooh,
I'm
I want to hear about what they're saying about the Taurus. Not next week. Is it next week or the week after that? We're going to be talking about Taurus.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that. All right, and we're going to play some music, and after that, we're going to come back, and we're talking about tips for a good female friendship. You know, female friendship is one of the most difficult relationships to have
in the world.
Keep. And to keep it, ooh.
Yeah.
It's just like most of the time, you know how they like to say that, they always like to say that black people are like crabs, always bringing each other down. Ugh, sometimes I feel that about women. You know, we're all in the bucket trying to bring each other down. Ooh.
Yes, it is 1,000% right.
I want us to talk about tips for a good female friendship. It's so hard. There's so many things that are against women out there, you know.
We should not be against one another.
Very true. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about tips for a good female friendship. So stay tuned. You might learn a thing or two. Maybe I might get schooled on some things or two that Jackie will be telling me. Yeah, I said it. All right, Joe, we're going to take this break, and we'll be right back.
Oh,
we're back right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about tips for good female friendship. The time right now is 4:41, and we've just concluded talking about our star signs. Don't forget, you can catch the Sugar and Spice Show every Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio, Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, and you can catch us every Wednesday, the Sugar and Spice Show. All right, so today we're talking about tips for a good female friendship. And, you know, female friendships are a complicated affair. So here are some tips that we're going to be talking about today. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I so agree with that. I used to tell my kids, from kindergarten, you find friends growing up throughout, from kindergarten all the way up. It's the new people that you get involved with, be leery, because you have to not only know the person that you have befriended, you also have to know about the family and their surroundings and how they're living, basically. And you don't get to know that just by, hi, my name is so-and-so and what's yours. You have to pretty much grow up around this whole scenario. You have to just grow up with them. That way you really know who they are. The new people, you just, it's hard to know them.
Wow. You know, they say here that, you know, we have to keep some things in mind. They say that friends don't have to be in contact all the time.
Right. 1,000% right.
This will be a revelation, but true friends don't rely on seeing each other and being in each other's company and living in each other's pockets 24/7. You should have friends that you see regularly and friends that you speak to every now and then, friends that you speak to every couple of months. And they say that, you know, for different occasions, you get different types of friends.
Right. That's true, but, you know, sometimes, well, people befriend people for all different types of reasons.
Yeah.
Because in life, I think we have two sets. You have the givers and you have the takers. And sometimes people befriend you for the wrong reasons, and they're usually the takers. So you have to beware, you know, because sometimes people can be over nice, you know, and that's in their nature to be nice. But people take advantage of nice people, and that's not nice. Women, women should embrace one another because we all have our own type of beauty. Sometimes you go out and women look you up and down. They don't know you at all, and they don't like you before they even know your name.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, you can just go somewhere and you can just feel like
and you can feel it.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
it goes all through. You can
like,
feel
what
it
did
all
I
through.
Do
oh,
to
my
you?
God, these haters. Yeah, what's wrong?
And they look at you from head to toe.
To head to toe.
You know, sometimes, you know, you can pay someone a compliment and say, hey, you know, like, your pocketbook is really hot.
Right.
Or you're looking, you're both amazing. Your shape is out of this world, you know. Like, when do women actually do stuff like that? It's like it's not even heard of.
No, it's not. Sometimes for the overweight lover in the house, me, sometimes I can put on a color. And combine two colors, and somebody will say, oh, I would have never thought to put that together like that. You look nice in that. Sometimes I can get that. But other times, you know, I don't go out looking for a compliment because my mirror tells me, okay, you can wear that. And I'll go ahead on and wear that. But if you think it's nice.
So what if sometimes your mirror lies?
My mirror better not lie. I'll have to break it. And that's 7 years of bad luck. This I don't need. No, but you see people outside that if you see somebody looking nice, I think it's really nice to give a compliment. Sometimes you don't get thank you, but it's all right. That's on them, not me.
Yeah. You know, another thing they say, a tip for a good female friendship, don't even think about sleeping with your friend's man.
That's not a friend. If you entertaining that kind of thought within yourself, in your heart of hearts, you're not my friend.
Yeah.
But then, ladies, you should not be talking to each other about the performance and about the things that goes on in between the sheets. Never discuss that. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care what. If she's a female, keep it to yourself. Don't go there on that topic.
So you mean that's that young type of thing?
Huh?
That's that young type of thing where people come. Yeah.
Because curiosity will get the best of somebody, and they'll want to know. And, you know, you got women that has a man, and they brag about, oh, my man bought me this, or my man took me there, and we did this, and you don't do that. Because, see, your friend might not have a man doing the same thing for her. So she's wondering what it is that you got that she don't have, and why is he doing that for you and not her? And that he should be doing it for her because she's feeling in her own little head. She deserves it more than you. So those kinds of people are not, I repeat, they are not your friend. I don't even like hanging out with women that like the same type of man that I like, because that's competition. I don't need my girlfriends to be competition. I have too much
competition
over there.
No, but I mean, wait, listen. If that's your true friend, then that shouldn't be an issue.
It shouldn't be, but so what if we both are bachelorettes and we going out and we hanging out at different functions and stuff like that?
Oh, well.
And I say,
then I guess the game has changed.
I like dude over there in the gray suit. And you'll be like, I was looking at him too. See, No. Mm-mm.
Then I guess it's on.
Yeah, it's on and popping. And I might pop you.
Oh, shoot.
It's
okay,
not that
I'm
serious.
So glad we have different tastes. I'm so glad. All right, listen. So another thing that they say here is if you have a problem with your female friend, say it to her back. Say it to her face, not behind her back. Girl.
That's how you remain good friends. I mean, if I'm considering you my best friend, I should be able to tell you any and everything. Because we have constructive criticism, and we are talking amongst ourselves. As long as I don't have you in a circle of women, and I just say, oh, Brown Sugar, I truly don't like those shoes on you. You really should take those things off. They are ilky. Now, see, that's embarrassing. But if you come over to me in that same circle, and you whisper, or somebody whispered to, if I whisper to you, Brown Sugar, why the heck did you put those shoes on? Those don't even match what you have on. Now, if I said it to you one-on-one, that shouldn't be a problem. Because mainly, I have had friends that criticize me all the time about how I dress when I go out to clubs. Back in the day when I was younger, and I used to wear the little short skirts, you know, the little high heels, I mean, stiletto for real. That got me dances. They used to say, oh, you look like a slut. You look like a hooker. You look like this. I said, girls, y'all look like y'all going to church. Y'all should wear that on Sunday, not to the club. Because if you do wear that to the club, who's going to ask you to dance? So I got the most dances, and I was the one that needed to hurry up and rush home, jump in the shower, and jump in my bed because they wasn't tired. I was, because I had fun. So but they told me how they felt. And I said, okay, I'm glad you feel like that. I'm wearing this because this is what's going to help me out.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do.
You know, the thing is with that, like where they say, tell, like you said, you know, it has to be said in a respectable way.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, like, how would you have known, like, even if you have a problem, just say you guys are having a situation and you're having a problem, how is it going to help if you're going, you have a problem with Mary, right?
Yeah.
How is it going to help if you're having a problem with Mary
and
you're going to
John.
Susie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you're telling them. And then by the time the story gets back to Mary, it's going to be even a totally different story.
Yeah, it's been dissected.
That in itself causes so much issues and so much added spices to the actual problem that you're having that is not even the problem here. So, you know, instead of doing all that, you can save yourself all the drama and go in and tell Mary, hey, listen, I mean, like, you're supposed to be a woman about it anyway.
Right.
Go in and speak to Mary and say, listen, this is the issue that I'm having with you, or, you know, I want us to talk about something that's on my mind, or, you know, I've been thinking about something, but like you said, it's like how you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Exactly.
So you should be coming from also a very good place.
Right,
when you're having
but then, you know, you have these emotional people that it's the way you say things to them, because even if it's your best friend or your great friend or your good friend or your hangout partner, your road dog, whatever it is, sometimes how you say things, they might become very, very emotional and take it the wrong way. Your words, mm-hmm. you're saying one thing, but you're meaning they're taking it in their head a whole nother different way. So then you have to break it down to what you really mean so that they don't take it out of context. Because mm-hmm. in the interim of gaining a friend and telling a friend what you're feeling and what you're going through, you may lose a friend just by those words. So everything we say, you treat people how you want to be treated. You know,
yeah.
and then this way it will make it a whole lot easier. A whole lot easier. But when emotional people come into play, you got to, like, be leery about how you say things to them because, like I said, you don't want to lose a friend.
Wow.
That's very true. Yeah, it's hard. It's rough to maintain any kind of friendship. It's rough because you can't say certain things to people, certain people. You just can't say that because they're going to take it some kind of way. So sometimes maybe if you do tell another friend who is more friendly with that person than you are, they can say, well, you know, so-and-so came to me. We wasn't talking about you behind your back, but she felt like we get along better than y'all two do. So I'm just bringing this to the floor. I'm bringing it to your attention. So maybe we can get together one day and discuss it.
All right. Another point here is that they say, don't just be available when things are bad in
mm-hmm.
your relationship and run to
mm-hmm.
your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because your friends can sometimes pick on that. They see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't want to be like, you know, like a fill-in, like a part-time kind of friend.
Right.
Another point here that they have here, listen to this one. Friendship is a balance. It shouldn't always only be about you.
You can say that again and again and again.
Mm. You know, you do have some friends that like to monopolize your time. They want to take it all.
Yeah. I used to have a friend like that. We talk. I'd listen to her and all of her situations. I give my advice on what she should do about the situation. And sometimes I'm not, you know, too much of a talker when it comes to my personal stuff. So I used to say, well, listen, girl, this happened to me. And I don't do this often. And I'll say a few things and then, all of a sudden, we're talking about her again. And I'm like, saying, this is a boring friendship right here. Because I listen to her all the time talking her stuff, and she just does not have that kind of time to listen to me. Never mind you. It's all about me. Those kind of friendships will not last because it's too much pressure on one.
Wow, that's very sad.
Yeah.
That's a very sad it's sad that sometimes people are just so involved in their own business that I mean like their own lives and they don't even see sometimes you have a friend that's reaching out to you or trying to tell you something.
Right. Because
you know,
sometimes people think you got it together. Sometimes people think you got it so much together that you don't have no problems. You don't have no problems at all. You always smiling, looking good and going to work and doing all that. You don't have it. So I got the problem, so you need to listen to me. Never mind your stuff because it ain't much.
Yeah. I guess sometimes I don't even think that the strong can go through situations.
You cannot. You can go through it, but so much. But then when it gets heavy on you, then you just burst, you know, like, now, you know, listen to me sometime. Don't just let me listen to you. You got to listen to me, too. Relationship is a give and take, just like a heterosexual relationship is give and take. Female-female friendship is give and take. I give, you take, I give. It's just like that. It needs to be like an even keel, not to burden someone with so much of your issues, and you got all of your issues and their issues into you. No, it's too much. You're going to need to see a therapist real soon.
So what advice would you have to someone who's starting a new female, like just friends, like two girlfriends that are just kicking it off, they just began to hang out and like each other's company and, you know, want this friendship to grow in a good direction. What advice would you give to them?
Well, I'm always on my P's and Q's in the beginning because you have to really, really feel people out because sometimes they put on a facade and you don't even know who they are until it's already too late. First of all, don't talk about too much of your personal business until you really, 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 really know that person. Be a little leery in the beginning. You got to, you know, feel people out and get comfortable with them. And also, they have to get comfortable with you.
Yeah.
Again, it's give and take. And all of this takes time. You can't just say because somebody is friendly, 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 that, oh, this is my friend. I can't call everybody my friend. The people that I'm not calling my friend are my associates. A friend is like me saying I'm in love with my significant other. That's a friend. You know what I'm saying? That's special. You can't don't give everybody that title. That's an earned behavior.
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very true. All right, so those are some good pointers that we had in there for you, and I hope that you guys appreciated the little bit that we brought. You know, I've learned that over the years, like, honesty is such an important thing, not only in a friendship as well as in a relationship. I think in any kind of relationship, honesty is so important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Sometimes, even if it hurts, I still think that we need to be forthright and forthcoming with whatever it is. It's never what you say. It's always how you say it. Presentation is the most important thing throughout the entire lifetime situation.
Yeah. That's very, very, very true. All right, Joel. So, you know, that's been our hour. Can you believe our hour's up already?
Yeah, it goes so fast.
I know. It's like so quick. I can't even believe it. We're going to have to be tuning in again next week from 4 to 5 p.m. You can catch us right here, the Sugar and Spice Show on Blake Radio, on Rainbow Soul, 4 to 5. You can catch the Sugar and Spice Show. And don't forget, we bring you celebrity gossip as well as what the stars are saying about you. And we are covering Taurus pretty soon. Taurus, it's going to be your month starting April 20th to May 20th. We're going to be talking about the bull, and we're going to hear what they say about you, what they say about your personality. So stay tuned. We're also going to be having another topic for you next week where we hope that, you know, it'll keep you interested. And we always have Spice here, who's always giving her opinion, which sometimes could be very different from mine, but, you know, that's why together they call us the Sugar and Spice Show. So stay tuned for next week, same time, same place. And hey, don't forget that unity together, you look how progress has been happening with the Trayvon Martin case, and let's hope and pull together and pray that something is going to be done soon. As we can see, the boy was just charged. So, hey, stay tuned. Who knows what's going to be happening?
Well, you never know.
From me, Sugar and Spice, we're signing out. So, see you soon.
Okay, you never know what can happen if we all stick together.
Sugar and Spice!